You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Lots of people lately are learning what a catalytic converter is. Unfortunately, that's probably because theirs was stolen. The devices on the bottom of cars clean up exhaust emissions. They also contain trace amounts of precious metals, including one called rhodium, which as of today was selling for about $28,000 an ounce. Gold, by comparison, trades for less than $2,000 an ounce. And that is all the ingredients you need for a nationwide crime wave. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
Jean Bentley is a retired nurse who lives in St. Paul. Back in January, she picked up a shift at a nearby clinic that was short-staffed that day.
And when I went out to start my vehicle at a little after 5, it was just that, like you don't have a muffler.
She knew immediately what that noise meant. Bentley had friends and neighbors who also had catalytic converters sawed off from their cars. She had insurance to get it fixed, but her deductible was $1,000.
So I just had to bite it, and you got to get it fixed. But it's a shame, you know, when you're trying to work extra shifts and help out, and then you're paying extra money instead of saving.
Thieves have been stealing more and more catalytic converters over the past year. According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, in 2019, on average, 282 thefts were reported each month. Last year, that number jumped to 1,200 per month. And it's happening everywhere, from St. Paul to L.A. to Dallas.
Well, it's about the precious metals that are used in the catalytic converter.
Michael Motes is a professor of metallurgical engineering at the Missouri University of Science and Technology in the small town of Rolla, about 100 miles outside St. Louis.
And it is everywhere. Actually, our little church here in our town, the catalytic converters were stolen off of our church vans.
When your car burns gas, the exhaust has contaminants in it, like nitrogen oxide, which is the stuff that causes acid rain. Catalytic converters break down those compounds before they're released into the air.
And we need that to happen really fast, because you can imagine that the gases leave the engine very fast and come out the exhaust pipe. So we need to have highly active metals to promote those chemical reactions.
Metals like platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Paul Danhauer, an engineering professor at the University of Minnesota, says one catalytic converter only contains a few grams of these metals in very thin layers.
The problem is that they're just worth so much. You know, you think of platinum as more valuable than gold, but rhodium is 10 times more valuable than platinum. So in the end, even if just a small amount of metal in this catalytic converter, it's just worth so much per ounce.
And thieves can slither under cars and saw them off in just a couple minutes. Steve Linders with the St. Paul Police Department says one catalytic converter can fetch up to $300 at a scrapyard.
We'd frequently see reports where an officer would pull over a vehicle for a traffic violation, and one thing would lead to another, and they'd find a trunk full of catalytic converters and a Sozzle and jacks and things like that.
Lawmakers in 18 states, including Minnesota, have proposed legislation to restrict the sale of catalytic converters because right now, Linders says,
unless we catch them in the act, there's not a lot we can do.
Many car owners are taking matters into their own hands and spending $200 to $300 to install specialized locks designed to deter thieves. That's not cheap, but it's a lot less than the couple $1,000s it can cost for a replacement. I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.